And now, it's time for Hot or Not, our weekly quiz about the latest trends in home design. Which ones are hot and which ones are not? Helping make your home a dream home in today's world. Joining us now with Hot or Not is Melissa Dittman Tracy, author of Realtor Magazine's popular Styled, Staged, and Sold blog, and the host of the Housing Muse podcast. Melissa, welcome to Real Estate Today.
Hi, Stephen. It's great to be joining you.
I am so glad you're here. So let's talk about mixing and matching. And the subject, countertops in the kitchen. So tell me, is mixing and matching countertop styles hot or not?
This is hot. House Beautiful called this one of the hottest kitchen trends to watch for 2023. Mixing countertop materials. Usually this is done with the surrounding countertops one color and the kitchen island a different one. Now, you do need to be careful with this trend. A countertop is expensive. And when you mix and match anything, you have to pay attention to patterns. You don't want your styles to clash, and two countertops with too busy of a pattern can be very overwhelming and a distraction. Often this look is done with a countertop that has a pattern combined with a solid colored one. Then they're not really competing up against one another. So maybe this is using a marble or granite, which tend to have a lot of pattern to them, and then combining it with a quartz or a solid surface, like a butcher block. The quartz or butcher block can be the muted countertop, and the granite or marble may have some veining and more colors to it. That's your star. Designers at the site House also recommend balancing dark with light. Choose a lighter countertop for one side and pair it with a darker one. So maybe it's a white and a black for a high contrast look. Try to use your more attention-getting color on your kitchen island. And don't be scared to go bold with one of your countertop choices, especially if your other countertop is a more solid color one and muted. So really go bold with a unique pattern. I saw a black and white one with a dramatic pattern with sweeping veins. It looked like artwork, and the side of the island was wrapped in the countertop too. It creates a focal point. This works best, especially if the rest of your color scheme is more muted in the background.
Well, Melissa, I really want to thank you for being on the show today because you always try to make our homes more beautiful. And now that's more important than ever. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephen. And for more home design inspiration, follow me on Twitter or Instagram at Housing Muse.